You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have two guests, John Koppel.
Hey, hey.
And Shane Sudia.
Hey.
That was me twice. I'm speaking for Shane right now.
Flamboyant.
You can be whatever you feel like being,
say
but
hi.
It was definitely like, hey, hey.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
No,
I set
mean,
that tone. It was
do
my
you?
Fault.
And by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, Shane is my son, who's almost 16.
What?
Which means he will have his driving permit soon. That's a big deal, bro. You're going to be hitting the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is huge.
I didn't get my license till I was 18 for whatever reason. I was being extra lazy.
Wow, what a retarded person.
Out of nowhere.
Sorry.
I'm on the top rope.
In the suburbs, it's like the first thing you want to do. Like, you know, you're thinking about it because you can't like walk anywhere really. So I do think it's for it to slip your mind for 2 years.
I don't think she forgot.
Yeah, I didn't forget.
Some sort of disease.
Shane, do you ride your bike everywhere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I recently just got my moped permit. So if you don't know what a moped is, it's just kind of like a little motorcycle with like pedals. So it's kind of like the same class. Like it's got an engine and everything, but it's just not as advanced, I guess. Like you don't have to change gear. It's kind of automatic. So they let you ride that around at 15. And I've just been kind of going everywhere. I'm just on my permit. I have to get the license for it, but
you're going
to
be pulling so much tail out there.
Yeah, obnoxious. An obnoxious amount.
Obnoxious amount
of underage.
He is with. He is with someone.
I am with. Somebody.
I bet he is.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Fucking moped.
You two feel like such geezers right now. Talking to Shane.
You're gonna pull so much tail.
You're gonna get so much.
You guys are the old
tail.
Creepy dudes.
Yo, definitely.
That's such a thing.
I am one. I am an old
don't.
Dude, yes.
The thing is, you watch movies and high schoolers talking about like pulling puss and like using really crass language about that shit. That doesn't start till way later. Like you get older and disgusting.
Fight it, everyone. You don't have to be Siege and John.
No.
You don't have
especially
to be us, kids. Yeah. You don't have to grow up to be us.
Be better than us, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Be us. Be
so,
better
yes,
than us.
Shane's been going around on his moped. Makes me a little nervous, but it's all good. He's being safe. But first topic.
Wait a second. Can I ask Shane a question?
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm fascinated by your age. Parties. Has Ring, before the cast started, we were talking about Ring cameras and the Ring community reporting everything, uh-huh. But has Ring ruined house parties? Like when somebody goes away, do they throw down in the house? It's like, ah, shit, my parents will know everything.
I mean, honestly, my generation doesn't really throw any part. I mean, well, okay, that makes me sound like a loser, because what if I just don't get invited to those parties? What if I don't know about the parties? Because I'm not cool enough. But... from what I'm aware of, my generation...
This is the coolest party you could ever be at anyway,
well,
Shane.
Hey, kids, take your mopeds.
To the school I go to, the kids don't throw parties. Because I am aware of parties at other schools, but the kids are kind of douchey. So I'm like, I don't want to, like, go to those fucking parties with those like the kids there are just like parties. I don't think are what they used to be. Like the cool kids would go to the parties to like get drunk and like go have a good time. Now it's just like vaping and sex. Like, I mean, why
doesn't sound terrible?
That sounds all right. I would have taken it back then.
But that's a real good role models right now.
That's just like
putting myself in the mind of a 15-16 year old.
That's just kind of gross to me though. I don't like either of those things. I just don't really, it's not
well
appealing.
You will like it, like sex, once you have it, I'm sure, but don't yet.
Public service message, kids.
All right, let's get off this topic. Anyway, I don't go to parties. Parties aren't really a big thing for me anyway. From what I see on Ring, nobody's having parties anymore. The parties I do know about apparently
can
suck.
You, wait, do people have Ring cameras on their back door too? Can you just sneak your friends in the back door?
No, it's you get them on both. It's so cheap to put on. Like, as long as you put it on one door, you put a few up.
You know, yeah. I never thought about that before. The kids might be fucked now because of those.
But also, right. COVID changed everything.
Well, like, you can't egg houses anymore, maybe, because of those things either.
Did you ever egg a house?
No, I'm not a dick.
All right. Yeah, because I never egged a house either.
My
right?
house got egged being, like, you know, the only Jews in Orland, basically. But
dude, like, take these egg Jews.
Yeah, basically.
Who's wasting eggs on a house like that? Why would you do that? Such a waste of eggs.
That's a great way to look at it.
I feel
it.
Like
I fucking
may
love
not.
Eggs.
My mom.
It may not have been like a hate crime in Orland, I feel like.
It's
maybe,
definitely a hate
maybe
crime.
Maybe some kids just like egged a house and they weren't like, let's do a hate crime. Yeah. Right now.
No, but they.
It's possible.
Okay,
it's not
let's
a hate
let's
crime.
Get to the first topic, which is just a weird. It's going to be short, but CG and I have driven by. It's this board on the PA Turnpike, and it's like bright colors, cheery looking, bright blue, and it says "Sex trafficking happens here," with like a locator thing, and like it's not funny. Obviously,
like
sex trafficking
the
isn't funny.
Over top of Pennsylvania.
But like
the
way the sign is,
it
looks like they're advertising it. Like, you've got the Poconos and then you've got sex trafficking here. And we were like laughing. So we're like, they should have chosen sadder colors. Like the way it is, they make it look like they're advertising.
It's an advertisement
for
Pennsylvania.
The point is, it's supposed to get your attention so that you're aware.
Not in like a cheery way.
But it's supposed
it should have
to make
like
you
the
aware.
Devil. It should have like the devil moving back and forth on it.
I don't
like,
know. That gives a strip club
corny.
Vibe. Like, if you put a devil on, it's like, dude,
the
this
point
place
is it's supposed
sweet.
To be
sexy.
like a spin on like how those like advertising for like vacations and stuff go, but it's just a warning. It's supposed to catch your eye. And let me just state that this is kind of funny because Siege didn't know that it was a location marker on the fucking like.
I thought
it was
a suitcase,
state, right? Yeah,
I thought
it was
a suitcase, like,
but it was a location marker on Pennsylvania.
Here.
Oh my god,
we have it. Bring your luggage. We have sex trafficking.
So we got to stop the sex trafficking in Pennsylvania.
I feel like that whoever made that sign is like kind of overreacting because I feel like there's not very much. Like there is like one sex trafficked kid like in the city, I feel like. And then like maybe another kid in Chester.
No, there's
but I
probably
feel like
a bunch.
It's
I'm
not
sure
like
a lot.
Running rampant.
I think it is.
You know
what? So what does that mean?
I
like
mean,
you,
we,
can buy, you can go buy you can go buy children.
No,
places?
It means
like
that it means that people can abduct you and sell you on like the
black
human
market.
Yeah.
So like there are people here who are buying children?
No, there are people here who are kidnapping you and probably like shipping you to a foreign country to be bought as a slave.
Oh, so it happens here, but you get sent to do the sex trafficking in another country.
Not necessarily.
Or maybe here also.
Yeah.
I don't know. The sad thing about sex trafficking, it is tragic, but it's become this weird political thing where because there has been, you know, one side has accused the other. It's like, they're a bunch of sex traffickers. So they don't even believe that sex trafficking needs to be addressed. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, is that where the fucking sign came from?
I think everybody... No, I don't think that's what the sign's about. but it was something that I was seeing a lot of online. So left bunch of sex traffickers. Like, what? Really? I don't think any side's down with sex trafficking. But no, the signs do seem enthusiastic, which is unfortunate.
It's a funny advertising
when
mistake.
You pointed out to me last week. I had to drive over to like Western PA with the fam, and I leaned over and like pointed one of those signs out to my wife. I was like, dude, it looks like they're pretty proud. Whatever I said, she wasn't feeling it.
Oh yeah. It's hard to discuss the sex trafficking
it's
happens
hard to make
here
it funny.
Sign.
Yeah.
We're saying it's awful. No one should do shit like that. It's okay. Anyway.
Jeez, Kate.
Next topic. Do you remember this couple? CJ doesn't remember it too much.
I just want with the advertisement there to be like, some like show me where like, the place is, like show me where, like, you know,
I mean, it doesn't have a link on it where it's like view more at this,
probably like learn more. Anyway,
there is, yeah none of us went to it.
Okay,
so before the next podcast,
everyone
we'll know the topic.
We need to stop sex trafficking. Yeah, topic two.
We don't want it in Pennsylvania anymore.
Do you remember when we were in middle school, there was this huge pile fight? I forget who started it, the original core fighters, but like...
I remember.
Okay, good. Dudes started just like jumping in, piling. I don't remember if you were one that jumped into it.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't jump into it. And the wild thing was this kid, apparently enough damage was done that a few friends of ours got suspended. And our friends are not violent people either, but I don't know. I think that it was just the accumulation of the fact that like 25 people decided to get down and like playfully, half-heartedly beat this kid's ass. But if like 25, 30 people are half-heartedly beating your ass, it turns into a real ass beating. Like, it's like, oh, I'm not like stomping them with everything I got, but just a little bit. And like, it's pretty messed up. I don't know.
I was remembering
that.
Oh,
it was like a play beating, but like it was too many people play beating
him. I don't think
it
was
too
much
really
of a playful
up.
Thing. I remember it. Like maybe it kind of started that way, but
I'm not being objective.
I remember, I think it was like a huge, like there might have been 20, 30 people
there's
that
a lot
got
of people
that
involved.
Piled into this fight. And I just remember we had to have a big assembly about it. And I remember being disgusted. I just remember like looking at some of our friends who were involved and just being like, you're disgusting. You're dead to me. I forget who it was that got.
I like that you asked me innocently if I was involved. I feel like this is the real reason.
I'm like, good, good.
Confront me about it. I wasn't involved.
It was just such a funny, weird thing. It was like almost like everyone just wanted to jump into something. You know what I mean? It was like...
He was not,
like by the end of it, it's like everyone just wanted to put their energy somewhere. They didn't even know what was going on. People just jumped in. It was a really weird scene.
He wasn't a well-liked kid, and I think he antagonized a few people. And I'm not blaming him
right.
by any means, but I think he antagonized a few people, and then everyone's like, all right, we're all going to whip this kid's ass. And it's strange because we didn't go to that kind of school. Like nothing like that ever happened. And... So I guess that speaks to how disliked he was.
Oh my God.
I hope he's doing well now.
I'm a big believer in the victim usually did something first. I'm a big believer in that. Like,
well, what did she say before he hit her?
Before you beat her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm disagreeing with you. I'm saying, I understand what you're saying.
It sounded like we were on the same page there for a sec, cop. No, I'm just saying, a lot of the time if somebody gets their ass beat, like they was being a real dickhead. So that's all I'm saying a lot of the time. So I always am like, before I jump on the victim side, I definitely like ask what happened.
I mean, that's fair. As an antagonizer myself, I will say that's kind of fair.
Oh, you're an antagonizer?
Yeah, you remember what happened back in June, right?
Yeah.
I told you about it. Do you want me to talk about that?
Sure, just don't mention any names.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'll just kind of briefly go over the story. I was just, I was in gym... and we were just playing volleyball and I was being a dick. I was being a little dick, but that's what I do. That's my personality. I like being a dick to people that like, I don't, well, because I only do it to people that have like personally just been assholes to me, like in general.
So what were you doing in volleyball? What were you saying?
He only does like learning disabled people or like,
no,
what? Oh, never mind audience. What?
It was just like this girl who was just kind of like a dick. To me, like personally, like over the years, it's just, like it's kind of annoying. And we were playing volleyball, and she was like, the score is like 6-6. I'm like, no, it's not. We're kicking your ass right now. There's no way that you guys are tied with us. We're definitely winning. And so there was just kind of a back and forth. And we're losing by a couple. Or we weren't even losing, but we just missed the ball a couple times. He was like, are you still kicking our ass? And then, like, I scored again. And then I was like, yeah. And then she kind of got mad. And she was like, I'll beat your ass. I'm like, no, you won't. You won't do shit. And then a couple more back and forths happened. And then eventually one thing led to another. She came under the net. And she tried to swing at me. And, it was... I don't want to say it was scary. I just didn't expect it to actually happen. I didn't expect her to really get that mad, especially because this was at the time of when finals were happening. Like, it was the final week of school when, like, shit would really matter. So this was, like, she came at me and she started, like, throwing punches. And I just kind of stood there. I kind of just covered my head. She started trying to hit me in the jaw, hit me in the face. And, like, it didn't hurt. It, like, you could feel the pressure, you could feel it was happening, but no long-term damage was done. Like, it wasn't like,
well, the teachers broke it up.
A baby maker would have fixed her right up. That's what, next time, you know, next
I
time.
See, I don't,
I am very happy Shane didn't react.
Let me say, because I stood there, right? I didn't fight back, and I think that was, I want to say it was just, I really don't think I had the response that, because I didn't expect it to happen. If I saw it happening, if I was like, oh, she's going to hit me, like, I would have probably done more about it. I don't think I would have hit back, but I probably would have ran or something. But
a strong knee kick. If you do a strong knee kick, that kind of buckles her knee.
Look, I didn't want to. It was one of the better moves. I didn't want to get in trouble, too.
Shane made the right move. He didn't get suspended.
I'm just telling him some self-defense techniques.
No, because, like, in all seriousness, you run away, you look like such a puss.
Right.
And then, like, all right, even if you make a smart self-defense move, like, all right, I'm just going to hug her. Just going to hug her to stop her arm from swinging.
Then you're looking like a real raper.
Yeah, you could.
Right.
You know, like, well, there's really no, there's no win there.
You can't fight back, especially if it's like a, yeah. But I just kind of stood there. I covered my head. I started, like, walking away as she was like.
Can you slap the shit out of her?
He would have gotten suspended.
Okay, I'm just asking questions here.
We're all just spitballing. We're workshopping this.
Just trying to figure out what you know. What you can
I think
do.
The point though, I would think what I'm is saying, that he could be an antagonizer.
I definitely started some shit. She came at me. She started trying to punch me, and it was whatever. The only real long term damage was that, like, I got like a scratch on my arm from her nail. Which I just, like, put some soap and water on, and it was fine. But she grabbed the collar of my shirt and stretched it all the way out. And I was like, what the fuck?
He loved,
like,
that shirt.
Damn.
It's not
it
that
one
I,
of
like,
your best shirts?
Loved it. But my uncle gave it to me as, like, a present for Christmas. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that was so unnecessary. Like, what? Like, punch me all you want. I'm fine.
It was an ice cube shirt.
Was that Ice Cube polo? You say polo?
No, it wasn't a polo.
Oh, I
it was
maybe that's
like a T, like a graphic T. Oh,
there needs to be an Ice Cube polo.
Ice Cube polo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make one now.
She stretched out the collar and
your Ice Cube shirt. I would never swing at somebody wearing an Ice Cube shirt. I'd be terrified. that's gangster as hell.
It's fine now. I threw it in the dryer a couple times to shrink it. I think the stitching might be broken in a couple places, but it was like whatever. But I was so pissed. And yeah. Like I think she ended up getting like
that's what Cube would have done.
Cube would have beat that ass.
Cube would have beat that ass.
He didn't let no hoe do that.
Shane made the right move. He was able to take his finals,
Cube
didn't get
put
in
that
trouble.
Bitch down.
Yeah.
Cuba. Okay. So, can I move on to the next Cuba topic, or was there anything else?
I'll just add real quick. I mean, I can't get in trouble for saying any of this, right?
Like, no, you definitely can. It's
I
lot.
Didn't
it's
say
a
anything.
Podcast goes out for sure.
What that you antagonized? Yeah.
There are
we
millions
get a lot of
more.
Trouble. I get a lot of trouble all the time from doing this podcast.
No, I told when it happened, like I got sent to the office, like when they kind of interrogated me, to like, did you fight back? And I was like, no, but I did. I kind of like.
No, then you've already told
it.
The truth.
He said I did cunt punch
but
her.
I can't like if she somehow sees this, she can't, because I didn't release a name or anything. I didn't say anything like personal. Like, I can't get in trouble for saying any of this, right?
No.
Like, okay. Well, let me just add at the end then.
Oh, no.
The school. No, I'm just going to say that after this all
it's
happened,
a good time to talk shit on her. Let's address it now.
She,
bitch.
She still took the finals.
If you still want some of this, I'm live radio calling you out.
Round two.
Don't raise your hand, bitch.
I'm ready for more. I didn't hear no bell.
You can't bump. You can't set. You can't swing.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Oh, man.
So let's just move on to the next topic, shall we?
Let's just awesome. Settle beefs.
Let's
yeah, dude. Let's yeah. be the settle beef episode.
I got beefs.
Settle all them right. beefs.
Do you have some beefs you want to talk about? First, can I just say something that I have to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, last podcast, I said that my great-grandfather, Alfred Wolf the First, invented air conditioning. If you research. Google it, if you Google it, it says that it was Willis Carrier because Alfred Wolf was actually an air conditioning pioneer. He designed one of the first versions.
Do you want me to go more into this? Because I did my research last
Shane
year.
Will explain, but I just want to say I'm not a liar. I'm not one of those people that's like, my great-grandfather started air conditioning.
I do that. I tell people all sorts of crazy shit out there in the world.
No, but yeah. He was a pioneer of it. All right,
well, let me explain.
Okay, Shane will explain real quick. I just had to clear that up. I'm not a liar.
Last year, I was doing an ancestry thing where I started looking more into my family DNA and more of the people I was related to. And I did research about my great-great-grandfather, three times. And I found out that he was, like, pretty famous. Like, he was a pretty good, like, big person out there in, like, the engineering world. And I heard that he was, like, kind of, like, one of the people to invent the air conditioner. And that's right to an extent. But this is very butchered, and especially I know you kind of just like heard that from other people in the family too, so you put that out there. But when I did my research, some guy did like a term paper on it or something. It was like a whole document. I don't know who's taking their time to write this, but
yeah, I don't know who gives a fuck about.
I do.
Story. Yo, besides the family.
Yo,
besides
the family. Family. Air conditioning has like the illest thing ever. Going.
But anyway,
I love air conditioning. No, how dare you, Steve?
That is true, actually. I guess it is a pretty great invention.
Air conditioning is like one of my top four favorite things that ever
be invented. We would be miserable all summer long.
I would smell like such ass right now.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say he had a part in creating
he designed an early version of like pipes with like brine that cooled down, and it kind of used like pressure to kind of release the temperature outside of the warmth, and like, you know, the early version, but it wasn't like the version we have today. That was invented by a different guy.
That's moving on.
I feel like we should have some of this air conditioning money, like in the family.
I'm like, where's the air conditioning money?
I won't lie to you.
A little bit disappointed.
At one point, I believe that there was that money because it was enough to send like the kids to college, but I think it just burnt out. I think like it wasn't enough to keep it going. Maybe if there was like more engineering kids in there that invented more stuff, but right. It was
no.
You guys have been coasting for generations on this air conditioning.
Maybe right. Just the air conditioning invention, like. If he invented it or whatever, you may not be the one to make all the money on it. The manufacturer, the business plan people, they end up making all the money on it. So yeah. That could have happened.
Right. Yeah. Other Jews.
But I'm going to find that money.
Yeah,
but I'm going to find that money.
He invented that version and then installed it in Carnegie Hall. It wasn't like an invention.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Carnegie Hall was air conditioning.
Alfred Wolf.
We didn't call him Alfie.
He wrote a book called The Windmill as a Prime Mover, yes. And it's contributed to the origin and development of the early skyscraper. Whoa. As well.
Well, yeah.
Or he's contributed to it, and his
the book was about civilizations.
He sounds like
humans and the windmill. So
he sounds like a
do
great
more research,
man.
He was and then you can come back to this topic.
Yeah,
he sounds like.
I mixed it up. I'm just saying he also helped develop the early skyscrapers, and his book wasn't about
the
skyscraper.
You're gonna be like, oh well, he actually didn't, and then you're gonna have to.
No,
research.
I researched this
okay.
time.
All right,
and you're
okay.
agreeing.
Okay.
She does. She does have her phone right in front of her.
In your family. It did anything
great?
Yeah, like somebody, you know, that really contributed to our world being what it is now.
No, you?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that like my great-great-great-grandmother was like the first one to give a blowjob.
Oh my God.
There's no fucking way.
Dude, totally.
Shane,
she was like, I'm telling you guys. It's
Shane, roll with the joke.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, first my gosh. Shane.
That shit's been around since, like, what is it? Like, the beginning of time, beginning of humans.
You're insulting my family right now. This is my family's legacy.
No, I'm calling them out.
No, Shane's like, technically, Parabesium. Okay. Next topic. John happened to watch Grease with his girls this weekend, and it's not as wholesome as you remembered it, correct?
No. First of all, I think that this younger generation might have gotten soft from the fact that we don't watch movies with them anymore. You know, like going to the movies isn't as big of a thing. They've got their own programming. We've got ours. We don't watch anything together. I put on Grease in the very first scene. My kids were horrified. They're like, they're all smoking. They're like, fucking calm down. All right, strap in. All right. Every 3 seconds, John Travolta does about 500 pelvis thrusts in that movie. The whole time he's pantomiming fucking, like, and fucking hard. That's the whole
Wait, movie. Shane, have you seen Grease?
No, I've seen, like, clips of it, but never, okay.
It's
never
electrifying.
Grease it's electrifying.
Grease is the shit. Dude, I think I sent you some of the lyrics earlier of Grease Lightning. Oh, my God. Yo, Grease Lightning, not only is Danny Zuko, John Travolta, and his boys, their average age is like 31 years old. Like, they're not, they don't look even remotely close to being high school students. They're talking about Poontang the entire movie. And, like, and then Grease Lightning, that whole song is about getting ass after they, like, put new paint on their car and they restore their car. You know that it ain't shit. We'll be getting lots of tit Grease Lightning.
That's what were your girls doing?
You are supreme. The chicks will cream for Grease Lightning. That's the chorus. The chicks will cream. I used to watch this as a kid and I was like, the chicks will cream. Like, that's my favorite song in the movie.
You just can't tell because they're like sliding around the floor and dancing around the car the whole time.
I was like, I guess this is what being a guy is all about. They're like dancing together. And it's very effeminate, but they want to make the chicks cream. They're very serious about it. Dude, Rizzo gets in the car with Kanicki and turns to like the cronies, the guy who roll with Danny and Kanicki. He's like, hey boys, this ain't a gangbang. They're like, you wish. And I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, the shit is wild. It's a wild movie. Like, I didn't realize that, like, they were laughing that Sandy, like, the boy she was talking about was Danny Zuko, because they all fucked Danny. Like, they were like, yeah, dude. Like, yo, and young John Travolta, let's not lie, he was a piece of ass.
He was a real piece of ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Charming motherfucker.
Same with Sandy. I forget who played Sandy.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes. She's incredible.
And all of those little bitches, the other pink ladies.
Oh, my God.
They're clowning on her for actually having class and like being refined, and they're just whores that drink and smoke, and she's like a proper lady, like fucking Sandra D.
But then Sandra D, she finds her inner shadow self, her inner badass, and then there you go.
The message of the movie is fucked.
Yeah.
Because Danny Zuko, he shows up on the last day of school, he's wearing his Letterman's jacket, and everyone's like, what? He's like, while you bozos were messing around, I lettered in track, and I want to make something of myself. And they're like, oh, how about that? And then Sandra D shows up. Sandy shows up dressed like a whore.
Oh, my gosh.
And Travolta's like, now we're talking. And she sings a song about how bad she needs a man and that he needs to, like, wise up. But, like, first of all, she needs a man so bad.
You're the one that I want. Isn't that the one they do at the end?
That's after I Need a Man. Or maybe it's the same, like, it's the final medley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great music.
It's fucking delightful.
Great music.
It's really good. And you know what makes you makes you feel like a real douche? Is you watch a musical with your kids, especially if they're girls, and you're delighted the whole time, and then afterwards they're like, nah, it was fine. They're like, the end was kind of cool. It was pretty lame, Dad.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it's old as fuck. Like, they're young. Like, they have good stuff on TV now. You know, like that's a classic.
They watch a lot of like Grease,
like what? Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like that is old as fuck. So they were like, "Oh, it's a
dude from Look Who's Talking." They were psyched about that.
Cartoons, like even kid ones, because they have cartoons, obviously, like South Park, Simpsons. Well, Simpsons is a different thing than South Park, where they're saying extreme stuff. But they have even like some kid cartoons. Even SpongeBob toes the line. Some cartoons, they slip in some stuff that...
Yeah, I mean, that's every cartoon. Every cartoon usually has like an innuendo or some like...
I mean, sounds like Grease took it to another level where, you know, they'll cream themselves in like a wholesome song.
It's also from a different time because like cartoons now, especially like you can't get away with that anymore.
Like the younger ones.
Right.
Yeah. They don't have hot She-Ra anymore either, which bums me out. Yeah, She-Ra was so smoking hot.
Slamming hot bitches in the cartoons. X-Men cartoon.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Some are. Some in the some of the DC cartoons that are still coming out, like on HBO Max and stuff, some of them, but yeah, even like Looney Tunes growing up, or what was it with like Tom and Jerry? That was not like they're beating the shit out of each other.
Dude, all of our
the
movies,
whole time.
Even outside of cartoons, every movie we saw, characters were trying to get laid, they were doing drugs. This is like mainstream family
Which
movies.
Ones?
I was just thinking about like every John Hughes movie, all right? Pretty in Pink, Sweet 16, like wow. Breakfast Club. Those were like family movies for me. Maybe my family was fucked up. Like Crocodile Dundee, there's a lot of coke. Like there's coke being done in that movie. And
there
she
was
shows
this,
up
I
in
remember
her thong.
When I was a kid like, and there was that thong part. I was like, what is that? That's amazing. I was like a kid. I didn't know about that shit yet. But I was like, oh my God, asses are fantastic. Like just from that one part of the movie, it like enlightened me like to become the person I became today.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
It's thanks, important. Baby.
Yeah.
So CG brings the poignant to the podcast.
I'm touched.
CG speaks his mind. CG's real.
Oh,
I do my best.
Yeah. CG, like even if it's like out of pocket, it's right there. Right, he'll say it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
This is why we admire you.
he's the keeping it real one of the podcast.
Yeah,
I think I keep
the
it real.
The chick supreme for you, Siege.
That was a lot of noise for me.
I can't believe they even said that. Like, that was even a saying.
That's just like a
that
gross.
A horrible,
yeah.
Horrible
you're the,
saying.
Mom, you're the keep it real, keep
they
it PG.
They made it in, like, cream themselves. Like that's like you lost control and you just you know something just leaked out of you. Like God. That is just it's horrible.
We need to do by a remake way, where we say did... squirt instead of cream and we're okay. Like
girls gotta squirt them jam. Yeah, that's fun.
Dude, that line is in the song like 6 times. Like, you just throw it out there once.
I said the word splat while teaching high school and like that made them giggle in inappropriate
what?
Ways. I know. I was talking about like the plankton splat and they were like splat. And
what
I was like, oh
what
God.
What the fuck does that mean? I don't
I guess
that,
they were you, thinking I think they were thinking of like cum splatter.
I don't think that that's at all like tied in together. I've never heard anybody refer to it.
Like she
that.
Got splatted.
No.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
I never Mayor heard that.
Splat, dude, 3 times.
Yeah. When I think of splat, I think of hair dye.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, I just got laughed at. Okay. This is a more.
Dirty Dancing, that was one of the ones you grew up with. The whole point of that movie. Everyone
I
was getting
Dirty
fucked
Dancing.
In that movie. I don't know. They don't make kids' movies, they don't make family movies the same anymore.
So, okay. We do not have to stay on this topic long, but I'm sure everyone heard that in I can never say
Sri
it right.
Sri Lanka?
Sri, say
that was
it.
Good, Sri Lanka.
Yeah, we don't usually put an S in front of our R in this language.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's not.
Well, the protesters there have stormed and seized the Capitol buildings, including the president's residence. And there are some videos of like people who stormed it swimming in the pool there. But they did it because it's awful because there's soaring inflation leading to shortage of food, medicine, fuel, and other resources. I think it's kind of awesome that they're in this like rich president's mansion, all of them. Because like it's such a statement, right? Of the there was total opulence, and then, you know, of course, I think in that case you're gonna storm it.
I don't know enough about it to say, like. I don't think any of us do. Yeah, I don't want to get involved in Sri Lankan affairs.
Do you? I mean, Sri Lanka can do what it wants. You know, I
like
don't
if
really...
if it was really that bad, like it was the president's fault that all of this was happening, then yeah, just like go like totally like uprise the government. But I don't usually like inflation like that. It's a thing that just kind of happens itself. Like, I don't know if it can really be worse. I mean, I guess the government to an extent can kind of control that, but I don't. Is this really the topic that you?
We'll move on.
Are you sure this is what you want to fucking talk about?
I mean, let's hear from John.
I've got pretty strong feelings despite not knowing a damn thing about Sri Lanka, even how to say it. No, I don't know. Shane said it, put it way more eloquently than I could, but I feel the same exact way. I mean, on its surface, I actually would say the opposite of what you said, Kate, and that's like, wow, that's fucking wild. You can't like just overthrow the government. But then again, there's been plenty of governments throughout the course of human history that needed to be overthrown by the people, but I don't know what led up to it.
Right. Well, there was, what was the one who was like, let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette? Is that who it was? So yeah, sometimes I just think when there becomes that big gap and the people in power don't care, you're breeding an environment for people. Because when people are desperate and they can't feed their kids while some are having all this lavish stuff, like there's a tendency for an out.
Well, do you Somebody know
like,
that
I'm
they
take
were
a
having
bath
lavish
in the
stuff?
President's bathtub. Yeah, motherfucker. That's what I'm doing now. I wish there were TikTok videos of what they were doing. Like,
they are. I'll show
the president's
you.
President's toothbrush and shit. Like, yeah, what the fuck now, president? Who the president now?
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, we'll switch to the next topic. There was a SWAT team on our street, and it was, I think, the first time I saw a machine gun really up close, because like to leave our street, they had to like check your whole car to make sure you weren't like hiding a gunman in the car, or he was forcing you
or
to
gun
drive
woman.
Or gun woman, thank you.
Crazy bitch.
Is gunman not gender neutral? I say gunman, it can be any gender.
Koppel's just, you know, being his funny self, Shane.
Well, no, and also I believe in women. I believe that women can also overtake the Sri Lankan capital because they're very strong and fierce.
I think your girls could actually help take down a government.
I tell my girls that night, every night before I put them to bed. Ladies, someday you're going to go out and get guns.
Oh
and
my
you're going to overtake. Kate,
relax.
You
Kate.
Raise your kid. I'll raise mine.
Kate,
okay?
Relax over there.
Yeah, Kate.
Right? Yeah.
Shane's voice can be so deep. So Shane's in like what is it? You're just in choir, but you're also in like an advanced choir.
Yeah, I guess.
As a baritone, so he can do the real. That's my version of it.
That was really.
He's got a lot of
real. Are you really going to go into that?
Deep. Sing us something.
No. Okay. Sorry. All right, well, that was a good
discussion about guns.
Anyway, SWAT team. The SWAT team was on our...
Oh, the SWAT... Oh, yes.
SWAT
so
team was on our road.
With machine guns on our road, and I was trying to pull out, and they checked to see if anyone was in my... Like, I was like, how you doing? They were like, how are you doing? Like, he was suspicious of me, and I drive...
Were you nervous?
2018,
I mean, you don't see a SWAT team on your street all the time.
Was I nervous? No, I was nervous that they, you know, I would get in trouble because cops just make me nervous. So I was like, I was driving by and I looked mad nervous probably. Just like, they make me fucking nervous, bro. So they were like, "What do you live here?" I was like, "Yeah, I live right back there." But he was like, "You got anybody in the trunk or in the back seat?" And I was like, you serious, man?" And then I was like, "You know, you can check it if you want right now." He's like, "Pop the trunk." And then, you know, he checked and he was like, "Sorry about that. Just making sure that, you know, nobody was in your back seat holding a gun to your head, making you drive him out of here." And I was like, "Thanks, officer. You guys stay safe." And then I pulled away and I called Kate and I was like, "Kate, there's a SWAT team. It's crazy." And she was like,
"Well, he said,
you
why?
Son of a bitch, you left me?" You know, because I told her there might be a gunman on our street or whatever. Like, that was a side part of the story. "Son of a bitch, you left me the house. There's a gunman on our street." And, like, I completely didn't put together that I was supposed to go back for her because I was on my way to the park to take a nice jog in the park. And so, yeah, she was pissed, dude. It was.
I met him at the park.
I slept on the couch that night. Yeah, yeah. She was so pissed. And then she drives out to meet me at the park. SWAT team stops her. She's like, "My boyfriend, he drove out of here and he left me." And they were like, "We're sure he's a good boyfriend, babe. Now get, you know, get going.
Get your ass off the street.
Get your ass off the street." Okay.
No, like I said, my fiance just told me that, you know, what's happening. And the guy was like, "What a good fiance." I was like, "Is he? Because he didn't come back for me." And he was like, "Oh, okay, bye." He was like, "Uh-oh, angry woman, let her go.
Easy. Oh, easy now?"
Did they want to look in your trunk?
They looked through my trunk. It took me like 3 minutes to figure out how to do it while still driving the car. So you'd like turn it off.
Oh,
pop
the cop, the SWAT dude, smoking hot. Smoking hot slam piece. Yeah. 25 years old, chiseled, butt cheeks of a god, you know, had a machine gun. Yeah, swagger, dude. He was a fucking, yeah.
Yeah, why do these dudes need to be
so... He was so much cooler than I've ever been.
There was a on our community webpage, I don't want to, you know, I want to get back to the SWAT thing. It's way more interesting.
Wait, there's no more to say. He hasn't been caught, the person. They haven't been caught, still on the loose.
That's fine, no big deal.
No, we don't know what happened. The SWAT
team
was just gone when we came back.
We got to call the police and check in.
She was out like on the town with my kids a couple years ago and like ended up, where the cops were there for some reason, and this super jacked, inked up, like Adonis cop, like took a picture with my wife
wife
put it, like she shared it when she saw it. I was like, "Yo, they put this on the thing, isn't that funny?" And everybody's like, "Yo, that dude is so hot." And I was like, "Yo, that dude is a slamming."
Yeah, dude, yo, like men in uniform are too hot these days. Like now that I'm older than them and they're like 25 and it's like firefighters and cops and shit like that and they're all chiseled and manly, it's like hard to still feel like a man with them around.
And it also, like you know, when you get to be a lot older and they're like, "We have a situation," where I'm like, "Oh, do you know?" It's exactly. Like, you're a child.
It
what
was
the
a
fuck?
Kid
Stop
telling
acting.
Me he's going to fucking search my trunk and stuff like that. I was like, yes, sir. Like, you know, he had total control.
Well, meanwhile, I've seen enough of those Facebook videos where somebody asked to search something. And then, of course, the driver knows. Do you have probable cause? Do you statute 16B of the... And they start, like, rattling off shit. And listen, and a lot of the time, that's good. Know your rights.
Great way for the cop.
In your situation, they're looking, you know, they're trying to do their job and keep you safe.
Great way for the cop to throw on some extra charges for you being a dick. And the cop, like, to just give you something fake. Like, people be like, "Yeah, he set me up." And like, "Yeah, he set you up because you were being such a dick." Like, at the, you know, saying your rights and shit like that. You can't, you know, I always think that's a bad move. Like,
oh, it's a
move. Unless you're good at it. Like, if you're good at it, you really sound
like
you're
like
a fucking
real
lawyer or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
well, if you know that they don't have a warrant or like, they're just like, because there are some genuinely like dickhead cops out there that have stopped people and they're like, "Do you have a warrant? Do you have like probable cause? Do you have a warrant to search my car?" And they could just be like, "Oh shit, he knows his stuff." And they just
I feel
away.
Like if someone pulled over
right,
Shane,
right.
that would work.
You might need to move. Yeah, you might need to move sometimes if they are like shady.
It's its own skill to like under the heat of an actual confrontation to keep your cool and to articulate yourself well, because I think we're all reasonably well-read, well-educated people. If I get into an argument, I stop making sense immediately. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, you're being a dick, you know that? Like, that's all I got.
Oh yeah, if I'm heated, it just all logic goes out the window. All like vocabulary words are gone. After I always think about like what vocabulary word I was looking for during the confrontation.
My face gets real evil when I get mad, right? My whole, you say it's like a black hole. It's like
demon,
I just like
the demon takes over.
Like, yeah, I can barely even the eyes speak. Glaze over. It's more of just like a being. It's like in a corner, yeah. Like I get real emotional and dark.
Yeah,
the shine. And I feel real alone. Like no one gets me. Like I get like that.
That's healthy though.
Yeah.
So what do you, so you think that the person's not in the area anymore?
We have no idea.
We just know when we got back the SWAT team was gone. And so like I don't know how
they didn't leave a note
out.
Sleep tight, like, you're, you know, safe.
Yeah, so like Kate was scared that night. I kind of want somebody like to come in with a gun who like doesn't know that I'll jump on them.
Bro.
Like I think it would be fun. Like if they're not
suspecting.
They
have a gun.
But no, but they think because they have the gun, I think they get a little overconfident and think that I won't jump on them or someone's not going to jump on them. But like, so I kind of invite that.
Oh my gosh. I don't.
Yeah.
That's... You've got hero fantasies going on. Like a lot of our country has that.
Yeah.
It's like, why limit guns? Because I got a gun and I want like an excuse to use it. I need someone coming in with a gun.
Right, right. Like, yeah. I don't have a gun. I don't really think it would help to have one. Like, if you have a gun, it's to like use it. And like, but if you ever like,
I'll take my shaving razor and just quickly. No, yeah, I'll just end up shaving them.
You'll shave them.
I'll quickly shave them up.
If you
make them feel so good, they don't even want to rob me anymore.
Like if you
give them a quick tarot reading.
If you discharge a firearm,
let's get to the bottom of what's bothering you. Why do you feel this is necessary? Hold on, sit down, pick a card. Oh, that's a
you're probably
one.
Gonna cry.
That's when Siege comes up and sneak attacks them from behind.
Oh, that's part of the sneak attack.
Oh.
That's evil.
No, you make
their
them
soul.
Feel secure. You read into their soul, and you're like, "So why is this happening? Do you need to talk about something?" And then Siege sneaks up, and he's like, "Gotcha, bitch!"
Yeah, and he bashes a lamp over their head.
Oh my God. I don't know why he'd need to do that, but
I just the bash a lamp overhead is. I mean, it's
he came in with a gun.
Movies,
yeah,
all of a sudden I'm out of control. Yeah.
John, you're
I'm
so violent.
Suggestion. Over here.
It's a little excessive for a gun.
Yeah. You guys are trying to like read them tarot cards.
No.
I think it'd be fun to hit somebody with a wooden chair and the whole chair like breaks apart, smashes apart in the back. I want to be able to hit them in the. So to do that, it's a very cowardly move. So they have to do something extremely wrong for you to do that. So, but I really want to smash a wooden chair over someone's back.
I feel like the chair
like that's
would be
on my
more...
bucket list. I feel like if I'm close to death, if I'm like dying and I haven't done it yet, I'm going to do it to a person who doesn't deserve it just to do it.
I hope
it's on my bucket
I hope
list.
It's not just me and you in that nursing home. I'm like, honey, it's been such a long number of years.
Yeah, dude, that'd be fucking dope.
Kate, I've lived so many of my dreams with you except one.
I just love to see him like smash to pieces in like movies or TV shows.
Is that does that really happen? I don't. I feel like it'd be more effort.
I've watched
to
enough
lift up
WWE.
The chair.
It happens.
I'm looking at my computer chair right now, like Kate's rickety wooden chair that I sit in to sit at my computer, and like yes, it would break. Yes, it would break so good
totally
over somebody's
please
back.
Please don't do that.
When was the last time you got off a really really good flick to the back of somebody's ear?
Oh, that's
no, no, that was too mean. I've never done it in my life, actually.
Couple, you do
because I always felt like it hurt so much.
I mean, listen, I'm saying as somebody not to just like Shane sitting here, and I'm gonna like he's not looking. I'm gonna get him. I'm saying someone breaks into your house,
you would flick him in the ear.
I'm saying, if all right, so I'm behind him and Siege walks up behind him. Siege has his wooden chair, and I'm like, let me just deliver a fucking like bullseye to the ear, just like hit him flush in the ear.
They do hurt like a motherfucker when you.
He gets 2 seconds to be like, oh, what the fuck? And then boom, wooden chair over his head. That would be. Oh, God.
So dope. Dude, I feel like if you could flick an ear hard enough for him to drop the gun. Like if you delivered a serious blow, like the most serious blow you could, that shit hurts, bro. That's why I never did it to him. I think an older kid did it to me when I was like in third grade. Fucked my whole world up. Like,
yo, remember
my
wet willies? Yeah. Wet willies are like so fucking rude. If you wet willy someone, like you really should.
Oh no, I'll punch a kid in the face.
It's more right uncomfortable even to just give a wet willy because you have to stick your wet finger in their ear
terrible.
Well, dude, growing up, people used to do terrible things to each other. People used to give each other swirlies. Remember a swirly?
Is that where you put someone's head in the toilet?
Yeah, hold up.
People really do
did
that.
Did anyone actually? Do we know anyone who
do
actually
we know anyone?
Did it? Because sure, no, it was in our TV shows.
Did you swirly someone?
Couple, did you swirly someone? Oh my God, you're a fucking maniac.
I always went to overnight camp. I have been swirlied. I have given swirlies.
You've been,
dude, because it ain't easy to give a swirly.
I am so glad I didn't go to overnight camp.
Their hands like touch the toilet. Like they're up. You have to turn them upside down.
Gross.
Their hands are gripping for the toilet.
You need to make a decision that fighting it is going to be worse than succumbing to it. Yeah, man.
What did the person do to deserve it that you did this to?
We're
probably
more concerned.
Not much.
We don't
oh
really care
God.
About when you were the victim. She wants to know when you did it to someone. That's
I just
what
can't
she's
even
asking
believe.
About.
Well, both. That's I can't believe people do
well,
this.
Both. Well, no.
I don't know. I think I just didn't like the kid. I don't know. There was a good reason.
Back
really
back
good.
Wait,
person.
We already figured
back
out.
You don't
we already
like
figured
people.
Out you were a bully.
If there was a good reason, but you don't remember, then it probably wasn't that good of a reason.
Shane, we were on each other's side for like an hour of this podcast. I had your back on that whole Sri Lanka thing, the air conditioning thing.
No,
I'm gonna
I
give your ass
that.
A swirly in a second.
Oh my God.
Dude,
worry,
I was
going to
get you a new Ice Cube t-shirt. What is
right.
this?
Sorry. All right. Those really.
God, wow. So, the bully really came out again, Koffel. You're
no,
good
no,
at it.
Honestly, like a swirly's pretty intense of a punishment. Like,
can't you drown?
I'm from a different generation than you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back then, like, you.
Guys
just,
my
you
age are
kids.
Way more fucked up than guys.
Yeah, you hate kids
true.
Back then, and you don't really know why. It's just accepted that you and your friends hate that kid.
Yeah,
and it's not like a you know why or that
actually
kid
I,
did
no.
Anything.
I changed my mind. That is fair because I hate a couple kids that I would love to give them swirlies.
Oh my!
I don't know if
well,
I don't know
thanks,
if they really
guys.
Deserve that much.
My man.
Yeah, like they don't like drown. Like don't think like
you don't
their
stick their
mouth.
Head. You stick the top of their head.
It's yeah, like, just it time
oh,
to
no,
let like,
this. You stick them. The full face. You.
Yeah.
Put their face
I swirly shouldn't be happening, everyone, to anyone.
Oh,
barbaric.
The
oh, the face is
you have to have a lot of. You have to have a lot of hands, though, to be. You're holding legs, you're holding arms back, and then pushing
well, you,
the face.
No, no, no from what I'm you get multiple people, yeah. You hold their legs up, you get one person to smush their face into the toilet water. And then if you really want to, you flush the toilet just, with their head in there.
So yeah. They can breathe.
Yeah.
Or just so they get the water. The, fucking feel of the water swirling on their face.
If anyone like, ever attempted that on me,
on you.
Hell no.
We gotta have a Mythbusters for this shit. Fucking flick the ear hard enough, break the chair over the back.
No, that's just because Siege and Copster would have special
dude,
ear flicks.
Do you
doing
think
it
we start a business?
It's like Jackass meets Mythbusters. Siege and Koppel.
I want to start. Yeah, I want to maybe
can
start
I be
a
part
business
of the show?
Best idea ever.
You want to get swirling?
No. I'll just watch.
I want to start a business where we buy those chairs in bulk, the best wooden chairs to break over someone's back, and then people just pay to break a wooden chair over my back.
That's
oh
gonna
God,
fuck you up,
Siege?
Though. That's really gonna. That's
you
gonna.
Know, all day I'm just like ooh, ooh, ooh.
And people are like, ooh, "What does your fiance do?"
That was
like, are there?
He runs
be...
his own business. He's an entrepreneur. No, I'm like, I should meet you.
Oh,
Would they be like prop chairs that are like meant for smashing or they real
would,
fucking?
No, they would be meant for smashing. Okay, like they'd right, just yeah, be yeah, the best. Like they make the best smash sound, and like the pieces would fly everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like you just fucked somebody up, you know. And then I just think people need something.
Well,
like
why
that,
limit yourself to chairs? You could get like those candy, like fake bottles. You could get like the whole like prop sets just for people to smash. Like
it oh, and be- they get videos of the yeah, session. Yeah, yeah, they yeah, get videos of them smashing it over my back.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I like this. I patronize small business owners. This is what I do. I live in a small town, and I just go around patronizing small. I'll come over, you know, and smash a chair over your back or whatever it takes, man.
Right, right. That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
A good friend.
I like your vision.
That's a good friend.
Dude, I think I'm serious about this. Like, if oh I God, buy the chairs wholesale, and then, you know.
I like you're most concerned about the cost. I know a good chair guy.
What? You could get in touch with some prop chair guys. There's,
it would
have
to be a big-ass thing, though, because if I had 30 clients a day, I need to store 30 right, chairs a day. And I'm talking maybe I'll have
well,
500
clients. They've done stuff like that before. They got rage rooms. I don't know if right, you've ever heard of those where people just like take out their anger. But this is a little yeah, different.
We used to call them padded cells. But
oh
yeah,
God,
yeah,
it's a little different no, than a padded cell. Well,
No, there are rage rooms,
they've done studies though about rage rooms, where it's actually
kind of appreciate them.
It fills you more with rage, and it gives you more.
It probably
anger
depends on
does,
the person and the experience. Like if you do it right, and you have a therapist before, and you talk about what kind of anger you want to get out.
I
like,
mean, if you get used no, to like, smashing something to get your anger out, then most likely you get angry, you go to smash something again. You know,
I want a punching bag. To. I think punching bags are great ways to like get that out
a
without having to just destroy
though,
shit.
Because when I have a punching bag, I kind of just punch it until I get tired enough where I'm like, all right, I'm chill. But they did an experiment where they're like, they got these people angry at like a non-existent person, and then they put them in a rage room, and then they like smashed a bunch of shit, and then after that they were all hyped up. They're like, let me smash some more shit. Like they were
did
fucking,
the people
like,
know that they were part of an experiment
afterwards? They did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they,
so they got them, they enraged somebody,
they enraged,
but
like
in an organic way,
right? Like, and then they let them smash it, and they were actually like angrier and more like filled with adrenaline than they like took a control group of people that just like sat.
No,
in
I have a friend.
Corner.
I have a friend. She went through a horrific trauma and lost someone, and she made her own in the woods. There was like a warehouse she knew of, and she got shit from like Goodwill, and she just went in there and smashed and screamed and cried. And she said it was one of the most cathartic things she's ever done.
No, and that
so
could be good. I
think it can
though,
really
she
work.
She sounds unstable.
She's not.
Just kidding, baby. She sounds great.
We need to write down, because all of us, like, especially like when we're in the car together, we have some pretty like some pretty good business ventures that we've had a lot.
Oh, I'm making this one happen.
Oh, this one's real.
I'm okay, sick of delivering packages.
Yeah.
All right.
Instead, you're gonna have things smashed onto your body.
Fuck yes.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay.
Like, oh! It'll help me get my rage out.
I was realizing because,
and I'll scream when that door. Like, oh! That's part of the whole show. Dude.
You're like one of those masochists, except it's not sexual for you. It's just yeah. It's
exactly,
just because you like to have people smashing chairs over you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we wrap it up, I just want to have one question to Shane, because we're talking about certain movies that he hasn't seen from the 80s. Have you seen a movie from the 80s that you love, like Rocky, Never Ending Story? Are there any 80s
back to
movies?
The future,
Back
Raging
to
Bull,
the Future.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future was pretty good. Never Ending Story was like,
God damn it.
From what kids. No, Never Ending Story was just
lethal
like
weapon.
It was. I don't even remember most of the stuff that I just remember. It was not coherent. It was like he gets transported into like this different like dimension inside a storybook or some shit.
Oh,
and there's
Never
like a
Ending
white
Story.
Dragon.
What were the bubbles on that thing's back? Always used to make me nauseous. Remember it had like bubbles on its back or something? No.
It had something.
Yeah. The dog's
the
back?
Dog had like some kind of growth on it. Falcor.
It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. And like, what was that one where it was really like the Dark Crystal or something?
Oh, the Jim Henson movie?
Maybe.
I never saw it.
I just remember I saw a few minutes of this and I was like, what is this? This is like the most abstract movie I've ever seen.
Shane does like, this is an 80s, bomb. I don't think. Monty Python Search
that
for
was
the
funny.
Holy Grail. That mm-hmm. was... What do you think about that?
Oh, I haven't seen it. I just know it. I know.
Really?
I know. I've never seen a Monty Python movie.
Which okay.
Yeah, yeah, never it seemed to me like it would be funny at all.
80s movie?
Like any like scenery from the movie. Like I've seen like scenery from the movie and like... what it kind of looks like, and I'm like, I can't.
You watch some.
It may be, any maybe it's
comedy
good, like,
lover tends to love those movies. I just haven't.
Okay.
I mean, but it's so, they're so old. Like, comedy changes after a while. Like, what did I watch? A fucking Steve Martin movie called
The
like,
Jerk?
The Jerk?
The Jerk's funny. Mm. I haven't seen it in a while. It doesn't hold up.
There was like two funny parts in that joint, but like the rest of it was like that's supposed to be like the funniest movie ever at that time.
Okay, so movie. Shane, is there an 80s movie or TV show that you still think holds up?
I mean, not like off the top of my head. Like there are definitely some. Like Monty Python was funny. Like some of the stuff like ages really well. But the thing
Princess
about,
Bride.
Princess Bride is a shit.
Princess Bride's dope.
Yeah,
I was
all
too
the
young
Sly
to really
and Arnold
appreciate
movies?
Princess Bride. I have to
What'd
actually
you say?
Rewatch
all them. The Sly and Arnold movies.
Terminator
was good, but let me just say this, because with any movie really like from like 70s, 80s, like back then, it could be a hit or miss. It could be like the greatest like piece of film you've ever seen, or it could be like a coked up fever dream mess that was the product of like all the drugs that you could possibly take. That makes no sense at all.
Can you give me an example?
Well, this one's not even just a movie, but have you seen Cats?
Well,
not the new one, but the...
Cats, the musical that was turned into... Because Cats,
but that's
the movie,
a new
was,
one.
Based off, well, was based off the musical. And the musical made no
You're
sense.
You're blaming 80s movies on Cats? Cats was like 4 years ago,
No, I'm not
ago,
blaming
right?
it.
5 years ago?
I'm not... No. Cats, the musical came out...
Well, I know.
But I'm saying the movie was... like, I didn't see the movie, but from what I've heard, and like, it's pretty similar... But it was a mess. And
well, it was
but
meant
I think
to
that the
be
show
a
was
show.
Supposedly a mess the whole time.
I
too.
Saw
right.
the show. I saw Cats the musical. It may, at the end, like one of the main.
I
cats,
thought it's weird that there's like really sexually attractive women dressed as cats. It always weirded me out that they're like acting like.
Well, they're
cats.
In cat
it's making
suits.
Me feel like I'm now sexually attracted to a cat, and it just like brings up weird, weird,
that's,
wrong
I don't know,
feelings.
Man.
I was always jealous of Roger Rabbit because Jessica Rabbit was a fucking smoke show.
Slam piece.
I mean, she was a human being.
Roger
was
Rabbit was a good one.
Roger Rabbit's
Roger Rabbit was
shit.
Pretty good. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked okay. how just like Roger be fucking.
Oh
like
my
he, God. I feel like you guys aren't agreeing with me on Cats. Have you seen
No,
I've
cats.
Never seen
no.
Cats.
I like some of the songs.
At the end of Cats, the fucking cat flies musicals. Away on a garbage can flying saucer. Well, what it's like memories.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm joking.
But
sorry,
is it,
guys.
Is it a question about like, do you like any 80s movies? Like, I don't know about that, but Cats from 2018 is a real piece of shit.
No,
like, what are we
not
talking
that.
About?
I'm talking
yeah,
about the
shitty,
musical.
He means
talking
like,
about the musical.
The concept of. But yeah, that was a weird
but
example.
But there's garbage, you know, movies and shows from every.
Well, I'd have to
decade.
Look at
what about
them.
The what was it? The Henderson movie. Harry and the Hendersons?
Well,
Harry
there's the no Henderson. Reason for Who him to Rob? See a movie from the 80s. Yeah. I don't watch movies from before my time.
No.
Big,
like,
big
I can't,
yeah, that is
I
the,
can't
Bigfoot,
do.
The Bigfoot one. Yeah.
Like, they just got so much better at making stuff and the imagery and all that. That, like, if I go back, maybe it was a great story. Maybe a remake of it would be fantastic or something. But, like, I can't watch. Nowadays, I can't watch anything before 2000.
What did you guys
Are
think
you
about?
Serious?
I have
I'll
a 20.
Watch?
No,
and then once because... it's 2030, I won't be able to watch anything before 2010.
Wait, so you can't enjoy The Godfather? You can't enjoy, like, those movies are awesome. There's a lot of great movies.
Yeah, I think I can enjoy The Godfather. You picked one. I could just because it's like the
have
effects
you seen Jaws
and shit.
Recently? That movie is still the shit. That's
have you ever seen
movie.
Jaws?
No.
Oh, Jaws is awesome.
I mean,
Jaws
scary.
Clips. Fucked me up.
Yeah,
never had the opportunity. No,
we should play. Watch Jaws tonight, maybe.
Hell no, I'm not watching a 70s movie tonight.
Okay.
Well, okay.
You could have been a little nicer.
That's I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Because Rocky? It was more just like that time was really just when like film started to pop off, where like a lot of people were trying their luck in movies and TV, and it just didn't work out. Like nowadays, it was kind of just like, if you, it's like a sink or swim. If you try to make a good movie today and it's bad, it's not going to get anywhere. Only the like popular companies are going to actually get somewhere. But like, there's still bad movies. Like, can I say Venom Let There Be Carnage was pretty garbage.
I hated liked that it. Movie. Did you see?
I don't watch superhero movies, man.
Oh, no yeah. superhero I'm movies?
Once it, like Did like you the watch Christopher the Matrix? Nolan Batman movies, I watched those. Matrix. Yeah, I watched Matrix.
I heard the new Matrix.
And then you don't fuck with like X-Men movies?
No, I saw the first two X-Men movies.
Well, no, they get much better.
No, and they were good, but it's just like, I don't...
When they go with the young version of the X-Men,
I think that then it movies gets badass. Used to be... I think there are great filmmakers, there are great writers and directors out there now, but now, like, they don't take as many chances. They go with IP that will be reliable internationally.
Right,
whereas
right.
before, when we were growing up...
And it'll cover all these demographics, so yeah, they have to take curse words out, they have to throw in... Now. They have to throw in, like... Different races. I'm not against that, or you know, different sexualities. But there's like, it seems like they go into extra. They used to just be able to write a plot of what the writer liked, but now it's like everything. They have to throw everything.
Well,
in.
Now they're not going to lean on the script because they don't know if it'll translate internationally. It's got to be the action on the screen. So they're not as smart as they used to be. Mm-hmm. I think movies used to be a lot more. You know, cool. When we used to go to movies when we were kids, they made these mid-level movies for everyone. All of the John Candy and Steve Martin and like Kevin Costner movies. Those people would never exist now because those movies are straight to Netflix and Amazon. Like, it's a shame. I miss a lot of those movies. Mm. You know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, another great 80s movie that like you need to check out. Like, that movie does not come out in the theaters.
Yeah, no, back then you used to be able to just write a script of what you thought was cool and somebody might think it was cool. But now I think a script gets written and everybody gets their say of there's not enough this in it. You got to throw this in. You got to throw this in. You got to throw this in.
Well, they'll say, who's it for? Is it a comic book that everybody knows? Is it like a pre-existing property that everybody knows? Well, then we don't want to invest all the money in it, which like... I get. I miss the days when you can just spread cocaine around all the producers and like, all right, I like you, kid.
I mean, I think those still exist. You just gotta look for like on YouTube. There's a lot of wannabe filmmakers that release a lot of mid-level movies that just like don't.
But he's saying it's still to YouTube. It's not like back in the day, right? Like you could get those.
Yeah, I mean, they're still being made, but they're very hard to find.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying. Like well, you know
like it won't be the top actors in them. Like it won't be the like before when they made them in the 80s. It was still, you know, the top actors were gonna be in them, and you know you would get good people and you'd get to see it. At its best, like, but yeah, you don't get that now.
Yeah.
You just get the big commercial stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, dudes, I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you all for being on this.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome for for everything that I brought to the table.
Yeah, you're welcome that I came on this podcast. Yeah.
Thank
okay?
you.
If there's anything else you need in the future, Shane will probably.
Can you just wrap it up already?
Okay. Koppel, where can people find you? Peaks Podcast.
Yeah, you can find me, Peaks Podcast. You can find me in the streets, bitches.
Shane, where can you be found on social media?
You can find me, I think my handle is just Shane Sudia or Shane _ Sudia on most stuff. You can probably find me pretty easily. I do not want any beef. Please do not.
No beef.
And you're going to be driving soon. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see him on the road. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.